Good evening on Wednesday, the 6th of October 2021. Wednesday night harvest service. The readings for this evening's service are from Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 to 10, and the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 4, verses 1 to 9. And because it's harvest, obviously the theme of the readings have something to do with harvest. Mark chapter 4 is the parable of the sower and the seed, and Galatians chapter 6 in verse 6 says, "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches." And it's this aspect is what I want to think of, this sharing of the word, talking about the Bible and how we listen to and how we respond to the spoken word of God or to the written word of God. And in essence, I'm looking at Mark chapter 4, the parable of the sower. And let me start by reading. "And again," this is in verse 1, "and again Jesus began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea. And the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. Then he taught them many things by parables and said to them in his teaching, 'Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow.'" Now I'm going to stop there because I know that people are familiar with the parable of the sower. And even indeed, when you read on further in Mark's Gospel in verse 13, "And Jesus said to them, 'Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables?'" And so Jesus is telling them that if you don't understand the parable of the sower, you're not going to be able to understand any of the parables. And the point is, it's really, really important that you get this. And I've talked in the past about the four different types of soil and that it's talking about hearts, but I don't really want to focus on that this evening. What I want to focus on is what then links back to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 6. "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches." The people that I want to talk to this evening are the people who represent the good ground. The people who are going to hear the word of God, who are going to hear the message of me, the preacher, or indeed of any preacher, or anybody who's speaking or teaching the Bible. The people who want to hear, the people who want to listen, the people who want to go further, people who are the Christians, who are the believers, but not just Christian in name, not just believer in title, but the people who have a hunger and a thirst to walk with Lord. Now, they don't have a hunger and a thirst for the Lord because you've already got him. But I'll come back to that. I'm not interested in this evening's message of talking to those people who really don't want to hear. And in a very real sense, I know they've already turned off. And if you are still listening to this message, you most likely are the people that I want to talk to. You want to hear more about God. You want to grow in him. And so I want to talk to you this evening. See, Jesus is talking about a sower who went out to sow, and he sowed seed. And the seed is the word of God. And Jesus came to give the word of God to people. And he called those people to follow him, to be his disciples. People who would give up everything for him. And really the crux of what I'm trying to say is that I want to encourage you who are listening and who are still with me. Who are still with me right now listening to what I'm saying. I want to encourage you to the best of your ability to get in a group, to get with other people, and it may just be one person. But to get together with one person, and again, even I use that term loosely, get together with. Because the getting together does not have to be person to person. It could be on the end of a telephone line. It could be through WhatsApp or through email. It could be, there's so many ways in today's technology. But to get together with at least one other person who either you can teach or who can teach you. I know there's a friend of mine, and he has talked and shared and shown me about how iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. And when you get brothers and sisters coming together and talking the things of God, fellowshipping together, but fellowshipping with the purpose of learning more of God and sharing the things that they've learnt. And that really is what I'm saying. It's get into fellowship with someone. Now, I know people talk a lot and they use perhaps Facebook to communicate. And I'm not talking about that kind of fellowship. I'm talking about fellowship that is about intimate personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. About being mindful of the Holy Spirit being in you and with you and through you and around you and speaking through you. Of knowing our Father in heaven and yet our Father who is in us. And being able to share the things that are going on in your own life with another person or with other people, but people who are like-minded, people who want to grow in the Lord. And I would encourage you to do that, that it is something that you need. It's no accident that Jesus called disciples. And yes, he had 12, but we know that he had Peter, James, and John. There were three that he was close to. And in many ways, even perhaps John, the disciple whom Jesus loved. And we can read about these disciples in the Bible, in the Gospels. And Jesus spent time with them. And yes, ultimately and obviously, we spend time with Jesus. But we need to spend time with other people so that we can learn from each other, so that we can be taught by each other and we can grow in our faith. We can grow in our faith. And so, if you're still listening at this point, you are the people. You are the person that I want to encourage to seek somebody out, to find someone. And it may be just one person. You may be blessed like me, and it could be 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 people, maybe that you meet as a group, people that you may meet individually, but people that you can talk to who have the same heart or a similar heart to you, wanting to grow and go and from strength to strength in your walk with the Lord. Wanting to learn, not content just to hear a sermon, not content just to go to church on Sunday, but wanting to grow, wanting to go on and know more and more, to receive more revelation, and also wanting to learn how to fellowship with the Lord in new and fresh ways, learning from the experiences of other people and sharing with one another. And I suppose that's just what I wanted to share this evening. Yes, it's a harvest and a harvest sermon, and it's about the parable of the sower. But the sower sowed seed. And as it says in verse 8, but other seed fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased and produced, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And then he finished by saying, he who has ears, let him hear. And everybody does have ears, but do you have ears for the gospel? And everybody can see, and do you have eyes, do you have sight for the gospel? And I encourage you that if you are like that, to hear what I'm saying, And don't let yourself become dry just by being on your own. But tap in to other people. And ultimately, you continue to walk with Jesus and Jesus will walk with you. And that is wonderful and that is powerful. But to be able to share that with the people that you have around you, people who want to hear, people who want to grow in the Lord, share with them. And just as I thought there, people may think, all right, you want to be totally isolated. No, because obviously as you grow in the Lord, that will reflect in your life as you meet with other people. But you need to have that fellowship. You need to have that special group. People that you know that you can share with, people that you know that you can trust. And as I say, it may just be one person, but you can trust completely and share with them and grow with them and teach them and learn from them. And probably there's a bit of both, because that's what the iron sharpens iron means, is that you're learning and you're teaching and you're working together. You're hearing what the other person is saying, but you're allowing the Spirit of God within you to speak through you and to help the other person, and also to receive from the other person what you need, because we're all together in the Lord. So be encouraged if you're still listening to me. But I do challenge you to make sure that you have good relationships, that you have good fellowship with someone, at least one other person, if not more than one. Be in fellowship, be strengthened, and grow in the Lord together. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.